W Mobile. TFW Mobile, good morning.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Matt, how about yours?
Weekend. As you know, we was out there at the winter field day Saturday and stayed out there till, I don't know, probably 8. It's that night and hung out and had a good day and relaxed yesterday. Had a good day after church.
Yeah, it was good to go out there and meet a few people and see some old friends. And I ended up with, I think, 51 contacts. I didn't try real hard.
With any contacts, we had some radio issues after you left. And just kind of hung around and checked everybody else's stuff out and had a good time.
If you ever wanted to try to make some HF contacts, you know, you're welcome to swing by the house and we'll jump on the radio and let you make a few contacts on HF.
All right. I appreciate that. I may take you up on it one day, but I don't know. Making contacts has never been my thing, so maybe one day.
There's people out there calling CQ, just want to chit-chat 15, 20 minutes.
Like I said, I just had a good time setting up and seeing what was going to work, what wasn't going to work, and checking everybody else's stuff out.
Yeah, I ended up with, let's see, I got on maybe a couple hours after we got back to the house on Saturday. I made like 27 contacts, and then I got the other 24 Sunday morning. And then I must have been off by 10 o'clock anyway.
Good to see you and Miss Susan out yesterday, or Saturday. It was good to see you in person again. And hope y'all enjoyed coming out.
We didn't have any coats in the car. Should have brought a coat. Didn't think nothing about it. And then she was fussing me. Kind of got a little bit of mud on her Jeep.
That's what it's made for. This morning
might be sleeping in, and that since it's a good rainy morning to sleep in. I texted him, I think it was Saturday, asked him how many voice contacts he had, and he had 0, so he must be doing FT8.
He tried FT8 and or not FT8, couldn't use FT8 during winter field day. Tried JSA call and he tried voice, but we were all so close in there together. When somebody else keyed up, it would lock the computers up and the radios up.
I never heard it locking the computer up.
So Andrew and I just packed up and hung out and watched everybody else. And I think he hung out with Steve there and operated some on his station. I'm not sure, but I know they were down there watching what was going on quite a bit.
DFW. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I got a couple of Oregon stations, some Colorado, Texas, Kansas, Minnesota. I got a couple of Rhode Islands. I really needed that one. Hopefully somebody will confirm it for me.
Will. You never know, though.
Well, California, which was pretty good.
Rainy all week long this week, and they're calling for a chance of frozen mix up here Friday.
Didn't see that part. I saw where it was going to be raining, but it should be out of here today by about 10, I think it said. And that, but I saw like up at the daughter's supposed to get like by Tuesday, I think, freezing rain and maybe some snow.
It's a little far out for them to even be close to accurate, and so I'll wait a little bit. But they were calling for it last night when I looked. Like a 30% chance of frozen mix Friday night.
Best to wait till they start throwing some accumulation totals out there, and then if they start going up, then they're pretty sure it's going to do something.
Any big plans? plans for this week?
Got any big plans this week? Season's off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You got to work today and Friday.
I guess that's good. She's just working 2 days this week.
Is this week? I'm resting, you know, unless somebody calls out and they just absolutely have to have her. And then I think the only one thing we want to do is probably get our passports renewed.
Taking you a trip?
Thinking about it. Susan saw where a guy she went to high school was moving to another country, and then so she started investigating it, and she put about 50-50 on the idea, sure enough.
As I've been to Canada and across the border into Mexico, that's about as far as I really want to go.
DFW. Yeah, we've been into Canada before for the grandkids. And that, but that's all we've went to so far. Hold on, I'm getting ready to go into my bad spot. Be back in about 20 seconds. KN4 TFW. Nothing this morning. That's unusual.
That's what was going on Saturday. We were right there at the end of Steve's antenna, and even with him down at, you know, 20 and 30 watts, it still wiped out the front end of the radio. So we called it a day, and like I said, just had a good time hanging out with everybody else.
Looking at maybe taking a trip this summer to South America. A lady that Susan works with is from there and got a bunch of family down there and said she'd go with us anytime and show us around. So thinking about it. My brother-in-law was born down there, so the currency exchange like 5 to 1.
Feel like you're rich then.
2-bedroom apartment's only like less than 400.
To the eye doctor tomorrow afternoon. So we'll see how that goes.
We're having an issue.
I had to get climbed up out of that hole.
So, you having an issue or is it just regular checkup?
But I'm having trouble reading. Nothing too serious, but starting to notice it a little more than what I was, even with my readers on.
Feeling I was about, I don't know, 45 when I finally had to just go to the glasses permanently.
Reading the screen on my radio right now is, I can make it out, but it's a little blurry. But driving, I'm good. I don't have any trouble there. It's just reading things within the, you know, about 2 feet of me.
It needs some progressives like I have.
So we'll see.
No.
Probably be a good thing. I'll meet you over there. KO4HK. Good spot.
KN4 TFW QSY.